Okay, we're good to go. Hello to anyone listening. Welcome to another episode of the Bughead Podcast. Today I have the wonderful guest, Paper Lady. Why don't you guys all introduce yourselves and tell me what you do in the band?
My name's Alex. I play the drums.
My name's Rowan. I play guitar.
My name's Allie. I play guitar and I sing.
My name's Will. I play bass and sing.
I'm Kenzo. I play keys and guitar and I sing.
So you guys are Boston based currently, right?
Yes, we are.
All right. Are you all from Boston, or at least the Boston, Massachusetts, New England area?
No, none of us are from
no. Massachusetts. None of you are from here.
No.
I was going to ask, how did you get involved with the Boston music scene?
We went to school at Berkeley and all just like met there, started playing together.
I mean, you also, Allie and Will, lived in like a house show venue for a little bit as well.
Yeah, in Austin.
Yeah, so that had a lot to do, I think, with us like becoming involved with the scene. It was just like hanging out there and meeting people.
So you all went to Berkeley, you all came from, met there, and that's how the band got started. Were you involved in your local music scene back home before you came out to Boston?
I was not. I feel like I had, I don't know, or I kind of was, but I was more like, I was playing covers and stuff at like hotel rooftops for like 4 hours at a time to like make money. But there wasn't like too much of the music scene. I'm from Florida, like Sarasota, Florida. There's like a bit of a scene, but not really in the way that like there is for Boston. I feel like coming to Boston and like getting involved in the scene here inspired me a lot to be a part of it. Just like inspired me a lot musically. I feel like, yeah, I am who I am musically because of the Boston music scene, honestly.
Yeah, I would say same. Alex and I played in a band in LA, and we lived in LA and went to high school together and played in a band, but Boston definitely has been more involved and awesome of a scene in general.
Yeah, I was like a slight, I guess, spectator when I was in high school. I'm from Long Island. And I was always driving out to see bands. Like, I was a really big fan of like Max Seal and Table Talk. And my buddy Jerry's band, Standstill. And he was kind of really involved with the scene, would sometimes like bring me around. I did a few like house shows in my mom's living room, and I would like clear out all the furniture in the living room like every night we did it, and then like take pictures and put it back exactly the way it was, like, so and yeah, just have like shows like that. But definitely became more involved upon moving to Boston.
So you all met and the band came to together going to Berkeley, but how did you guys start writing songs together? Do you all help write the songs, or are there specific members that are more involved in the songwriting? I want to hear about how you guys started actually creating the songs together.
Originally, Paper Lady was a project between me and this other person, like my first year at Berkeley. And it was just like a dorm room project.
Gotcha.
That I was like songwriting for. And then it was like just me, and Rowan was helping me like record demos and stuff for it. And then like more recently, like within the last couple of years, like when this lineup kind of like fell into place, we all started writing together. Or like I would bring a song that I had written on like guitar and like I had the like vocal melody for and everything, and then everybody else would like write their own part. More recently, it's been a lot more collaborative. We've been working on an album, and it's been kind of like, if you have an idea, like bring it. Everybody's kind of been like rotating on like what instruments they play for different songs as well more recently. But it is, I mean, it's always been pretty collaborative with this group. I feel like we've all kind of just like played off of each other for a while, but it's getting even like more collaborative with like just preparing this new release and everything.
Yeah, there's been even like a few songs on the upcoming album where like the inception of them is like when the five of us are playing together, which is something that I've personally never had before, which is really cool that we like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be like trying to, we'll be like practicing, like trying to finish a song that we like started writing all together. And then we're like, ah, like I don't like any of that. And then we just like kind of start fucking around, and then it's like a whole new song gets written.
Yeah.
It's like happened a few times with this album.
Yeah. But yeah, it's become increasingly collaborative as it goes on.
When did this lineup of the band come together? How long have you guys been playing as this iteration of Paper Lady?
Almost 3 years. Coming up on 3 years.
Yeah.
It was like in September.
Yeah, September of 2021.
Yeah, there's a bit like the summer before where Allie and I would play with our friends, and they would like switch off between like drums and bass over to like cello and violin. And then they ended up like moving to New York. And I was like, oh, what are we going to do? But Allie was like, I've already got it like all set up. Like,
yeah. Well, the three of them like weren't in town yet.
Yeah.
It was like near the tail end of like the pandemic. So yeah, I mean, Will had been in Paper Lady before like COVID hit. We played like one show. That was actually at the house show venue that Will and I ended up living in. But we played one show there, and then it was like pandemic. Everybody has to go home. Because we were all like in school.
I remember you had asked me to play keys. Like,
I was like, right, I don't even know what I want you to do. I just want you to be in it. Like,
yeah. And then the pandemic hit, so nothing came of that, and I like went home.
Yeah.
But as soon as I came back,
and
I joined.
Yeah.
Alex, I think his first gig was like subbing on it, and then it was kind of like immediately like, so do you want to do this forever?
And I was just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So COVID ends, this version of the band comes together. What are some of the other artists that you're playing with regularly, some of the venues that you guys were playing in once this lineup kind of came together?
We were playing with our really good friends in Trophy Wife a lot.
Yeah, they're a band that I feel like Mackenzie's like the front person of Trophy Wife. But we've been friends for a while. We also met at school. And we talked about how, like, the first Paper Lady show and the first Trophy Wife show were, like, I think
it was the same show.
Yeah, it was the same show. And we've had, like, such a similar, like, band trajectory as well, it feels like. Yeah, like, people have gotten us mixed up before, which is really funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, we really love them.
Yeah.
We play with them a lot.
When we started out, we were playing with them like a shit ton.
Like all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
We did it was like the first time we played out of state was on a little tour with them.
Yeah. And it started like and mostly in basements. Like the first year was like in basements. And
yeah. It was, like,
we had one show at Brighton Music Hall, and that was like that was actually our first show as the five of us was at Brighton Music Hall.
Yeah.
And, but for the most part, we were like doing like 2 to 3 gigs, like every weekend, it felt like.
Yeah. I was just like trying to book us on like as much stuff as possible.
Yeah.
It was just like,
just said,
nobody
like,
knows
yes
who we are.
Everything.
Like, you just got to say yes to everything. We're like playing at O'Brien's to like nobody. And, like,
yeah. A Midway Cafe.
Yeah, Midway.
And then like playing O'Brien's the next week to nobody again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's like everybody's like seeing like, oh yeah, like Paper Lady. I feel like I've seen that like everywhere recently. Like, who is that? And then people start showing up because they're like, oh, this name is everywhere. And then you don't have to like take as much stuff or like say yes to every single thing. And like, you know.
Yeah.
Do you guys play outside of Mass at all? How much have you guys traveled around to play?
We've done.
We're touring this month, and this will be like our fifth tour.
Yeah.
This will be the first tour that we go down south, because we're gonna go like play some shows in Florida, do like a run with Palomino Blonde, who's from Miami. But other than that, like the other five or the other four tours that we did were like mainly Northeast, and then like venturing into Canada a bit, but
yeah,
a lot of like kind of the surrounding states, like tours and stuff.
Where'd you play in Canada? Oh, sorry.
We played in Montreal and Toronto.
Yeah.
Canada. How are those shows? Oh, sorry.
So good. No, it's okay.
The music scene's really cool up there. Like,
yeah,
every band that we've played with has been really amazing.
Yeah. So, in Toronto, we played this show at like a vintage clothing warehouse that they reconfigured at night to be a venue, which was really awesome.
Yeah, so sick. We did like a little run with this band called Burrs that is from, are they from Montreal?
Toronto.
Yeah, they're from Toronto, but they're really awesome. There's also like Sunforger and
Knitting.
Great
scene.
Yeah, it's a really awesome scene in Canada.
Where are some of your other favorite places outside of Massachusetts to perform?
We play in Philly. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
And Vermont. Like New York as well. Yeah.
New
York. For sure.
Yeah. Philly's just got Philly. There's so many bands that we love who live out there.
Yeah, there's so many of our like favorite bands.
Shout some out.
Yeah.
Well, Her New Knife, first of all, those are the homies. Yeah. They're a really awesome band.
Yeah,
we did a run with them a little while ago. They're also like originally from Florida, so I knew them like through mutual friends in Florida. Like, we hadn't met before, but then we were like hitting each other up because they just liked our music and we liked their music. And, they're getting A Body of Water, Full Body 2. At was like originally a Philly band, but now they're like somewhere else, I think.
I feel like Baltimore or something.
Yeah, they're really awesome.
There's a country western.
Oh yeah, a country western.
Yeah.
A country western. Paris from A Country Western has another project.
Solvent OS.
Yeah, Solvent OS. That's like really beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't miss when you go to Philly. Like, the bands you're playing with are.
Yeah.
So
I gotta
awesome.
Get more tapped into the Philly scene. I don't know that much about it.
I'll have to check out
some of the bands,
The label Julia's War.
Julia's War.
Like, by like the country, or not country western. They're getting A Body of Water, like people. Yeah.
It's like a lot of my, and probably all of our favorite bands are on there.
I'll give that a look. Do you guys have any funny, exciting, or interesting tour stories from any of your four tours so far?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it.
Well, for a while we were touring in a Prius.
Oh my god.
we always had to have, but like, we did those tours, like one was with Trophy Wife and one was with our friends
digital awareness. Yeah.
And like, so we always had like someone with an extra car, and we're like, can we keep some of our gear in your car, because like it probably wouldn't have worked at all.
No, we were just sitting with all our instruments.
Yeah,
I was about to say, like, you can fit all five of you and the gear in a Prius. That doesn't.
You weren't driving.
It was
just like cramped up.
It was filled to the brim.
Everyone, like, we'd have to take breaks because everyone's like legs would go numb in the back.
that was a crazy one.
Like, one time that I always cherish, which was fun, like the first time we went to Philly, I think, we didn't have anywhere to stay. And so we got like a cheap motel, and we like pushed the beds together and decided to have like a slumber party.
Two beds, but it was like either three of us would have had to be in like one bed, or we could just like shove the two like double beds together and like all have like the same amount of space. So we're like, we'll just push them together.
So we
push them together. We're like watching TV.
Yeah, it was like cable TV infomercials and stuff, and we got some Philly cheesesteaks.
That was a fun night.
Let's see. So you guys have an album coming out, right?
Oh, yeah.
How is this album differing from your previous EPs and other releases?
I think we like we said before, it's like our most like collaborative thing that we've done. So there's like a lot more. I think that there's like a like really cool range on this record. I feel like it's a bit of a darker sound as well.
Yeah, it's our first like full length release. So I feel like, well, yeah, like Rowan said, it's our most collaborative like body of work to date, and it's also like our largest. So I feel like it does. It just has a really wide range. I feel like. We kind of got to like play around and like go into all of the little areas that we like musically, as opposed to being like, oh, it's like a four song thing. And, like everything has to be like, I feel like when you make something that's shorter, everything has to be very like cohesive. Mm-hmm. But when you make an album, you just like have this space to kind of like go and like explore this thing and then kind of like tie that track like together with like this other thing that's totally different with like the stuff that's in between. So we've just like gotten to really like play around, I feel like, in a way that we haven't gotten to before, and there hasn't been much like I don't know, I'm trying to think of a word, but there hasn't been much like, oh no, like that doesn't like fit this, like for this. It's just kind of like, if we have something and it feels good, we're like running with it, even if it's like vastly different from like a lot of other things like on the album. So I think that it's just going to give like a very wide lens as to like what Paper Lady is at this point in time. So it's exciting in that way.
What's the actual recording process for it like? Are you guys in a studio or are you working in a home studio?
We're doing a mix of things. We have a bit of like a semblance of a home studio upstairs, which is really just like my computer and like a interface and a couple microphones, but mostly we've been doing it at the Record Co, which is an awesome like non-for-profit studio in Boston, and we'll go like once a week to record stuff that we have that do like drums or have like a guitar day or something like that. But it's been a mix, like a lot of things, like as we get further and further into the process, we'll like do some stuff here. But yeah, we've been doing it all ourselves and we're mixing it ourselves as well. So it's been a really, really fun process too. I think when you have that type of time, I feel like we're able to kind of like mess around and like
explore and learn.
Yeah.
That's an interesting process. I feel like I haven't really. You're going into the studio weekly?
Yeah.
Are you recording it all yourself or do you have anybody helping you with that?
It's just all us.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's all us.
Yeah. I work at that studio, so
okay, gotcha.
Lucky enough, you know, to get some time there once a week.
Yeah.
So we just get the space and we can kind of do whatever we want with it.
What's up, guys? Cutting in with a little phone voice memo to let you all know that we are screening Bughead TV Volume 2 at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester on July 27th as a part of Void Fest Black Metal Flea Market. Show starts at 4, intermissions at 8, pull up, have a few drinks, have some fun, watch some great bands, and hope to see you there. Bye.
Chicken.
Is it chicken?
Oh, my cat is named Chicken.
We just saw an ant.
So, I want to know, was there a specific artist or release that made you want to start making music or start playing an instrument?
I feel, when I was like a freshman in college, when I got to school, I was like, I'm a singer. Like, I didn't know how to play any instruments. And honestly, I feel like my music taste was kind of shit. Like, I don't really think that there was much, like, good music that I liked until I got to college and, like, actually started, like, hunting for stuff and, like, utilizing the internet and, like, Spotify in, like, a real way. But I found, like, Dive, Avlov, and, like, Broadcast and The Sundays all around the same time. And I was like, I gotta learn how to play guitar.
I love The Sundays so much.
Play guitar. Yeah.
They're a great band.
I remember like late high school, I was really into Hiatus Coyote, like that album Choose Your Weapon. I mean, all of high school, but for some reason, like later in high school, it really inspired me to start producing, making music.
What was the question? Like what artist inspired you to start
playing music? When I grew up on the Beatles, and I think that was like Paul McCartney was my first like role model ever. But then I remember like in high school, I started listening to Tame Impala and found out like I never thought about the fact that you could record music at home, and it was like, whoa, like this is like amazing, like this is so crazy. So I just up until that point, I think I was like assumed that you had to have a ton of money to even record music. I got really into that, and then I got into like artists like Jeff Rosenstock and his project Bomb the Music Industry, which is just like the most like anybody can record this type of music and it can be good, like any front. So yeah, those two inspired me at the time.
Hell yeah.
I was really inspired by Mac DeMarco in high school to start making music, at least. It's like, you know, grew up listening to classic rock a whole bunch, but Mac DeMarco felt like a turning point for me. Yeah.
Yeah, who did inspire you? Actually, I don't even know that.
I don't know. I mean, there is this one, like, there's this duo, like, back in high school that I used to listen to a bunch called Yusef Kamal.
Oh, yeah.
And that really inspired me to just, like, play drums, like, at a higher level, per se. But, like, that just really inspired me to, like, dive into that, like, jazz fusion world. So that was really
cool. How did you learn how to play drums?
I learned how to play drums through Lego Rock Band.
Let's go. I've heard a couple people say that. I've heard a couple people say they've learned how to play drums through Rock Band, because that's the only instrument in any of those like Guitar Hero adjacent games where playing the fake instrument is actually kind of like playing the real one.
It's very similar. Yeah. It's very similar.
We
should get that game again.
I had Lego Rock Band. I remember that one.
Yes.
The Xbox 360.
Yes,
I'd Beatles Rock Band. I remember we'd have parties. My parents would have parties, and they'd be like a bunch of 15-16 year olds. Like we'd be playing Beatles Rock Band, and they'd be standing around like singing like the Beatles song.
I had Green Day Rock Band, and that rocked. That was so good.
Aerosmith.
Oh,
that was a big one.
There was an Aerosmith one. I didn't know about the Aerosmith one.
Yeah, that was a Guitar Hero one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
One of my professors mixed that.
No way.
Really? For the game? That's crazy.
Yeah. I heard they made more money off of that video game than their entire discography.
Dang.
That's awesome.
So, if those are the artists that inspired you when you're younger and first starting to play or record music, who's inspiring you now? Who keeps you who are you taking ideas from or just getting general inspiration from?
I think we're pretty consistently inspired by our peers that are in the scene around us and adjacent to us. Mm-hmm. There's a band, Clifford.
Mm-hmm.
Clifford the band.
Yeah.
That has been monumental for me, and I feel like everyone here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trophy Wife is a big inspiration.
Yeah.
And Christian Pace, who's in Trophy Wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avlov is a big inspiration.
Yeah.
I really love this. I think it's just one a guy, but Midair Thief is like one of my favorite artists, and I think artists like that and like inspire me to make like a lot of like textures in our music.
I like Wednesday a lot.
Yes.
Always.
Big Thief fans.
We also, I feel like, draw a lot of inspiration, like, when it comes to performing, like, live. I feel like that's something that we've been thinking about, like, a lot more within this, like, past year. But seeing our friends, like, in Godcaster play live.
Yeah.
Just, like, how, I don't know, it feels like very, like, cathartic experience.
Like, theatrical.
Yeah, very, like, theatrical, but, like, still just, like, a genuine, I don't know. Like, you can tell that they're just, like, doing it because it feels good. But, like, love the way that they perform live. There's also Yahweh Nailgun is, like, so crazy.
Pons,
yeah. Yeah, just, like...
The list goes on.
Yeah,
so
really. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this list, everybody.
Everyone is good.
Do you have anything from... Anything or anyone from outside of music that you think you regularly pull from when creating your own music?
I think a lot of like visual art is very inspiring, like abstract visual art, like Hilma Hoff Klint for me, just like that intersection of like spirituality, not like religious like spirituality, but just like general like spirituality within art. It's like very inspiring. When it comes to like pulling for like lyrics and things like that. I've been reading a lot of, I just read like 2 Banana Yoshimoto books. He's this like Japanese author who does a lot of like, just like magical like realism kind of like theme stuff in her writing. I feel like that's very inspiring to me. I try to pull from stuff like that when writing lyrics as well.
I'm a huge fan of like ancient mythology and like Greek mythology and stuff specifically. And I couldn't tell you in what way it inspires my guitar playing, but I know it does.
Makes you want to be a god.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, something about reading ancient mythology and like these awesome, like fantastical stories makes me want to like, make very, like, it makes me want to make music a lot for some reason.
I also think just friends, personally. Like, friends are very inspiring in general and in making music because they make you want to do things that you love because you love them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good answer. Do any of you have any creative pursuits outside of music?
I feel like I'll, like, pick up something and then, like, do it a lot and then I'll, like, forget that it's my hobby and then I'll, like, come back to it later. But I do, like, I was, like, soldering jewelry out of like shells and stuff for a while, and then more recently I was just like making these little like hair clips because I have this like bag of oyster shells in my room, and I was just like doing super gluing the oyster shells to like hair clips and stuff and like decorating it with like beads. I also practice like some herbalism. I make like a smoke blend that we sell as merch, and I had made like this wish oil that's like for anointing candles a while ago. But stuff like that is what I get up to. And I'll like design like stuff to do with like our merch most of the time. That's like what I'm like doing. Like I'll like make like the tour poster or like just like doodle some shit and then like Photoshop it onto something that ends up being like for Paper Lady. I feel like it's nice to do stuff like that when it comes to just like merch and general like design stuff. It's nice to have like a through line.
I don't know if I have any. I don't think I do have any creative pursuits outside of music, yeah, honestly.
Not right now, at least.
I'm yeah. writing a TV show with my friend.
Oh, yeah.
But that's it.
Working on a pilot?
Got it.
Say, what did you say?
Working on a pilot?
Yeah, almost finished with the pilot.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's
funny. Very sad.
Of cooking.
Cooking.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Start a garden.
Yeah, we love to cook.
We really love cooking.
Don't always think of that as a creative pursuit.
I feel like
suppose it is, yeah.
Do you have a go-to dish? Something that you pull out to impress people?
Awesome. Ali makes this awesome like kale pasta.
Oh, I love the kale pasta.
I love making the kale pasta. I got I work at an apothecary place. That's also like the pickup point for a farm share for like two different farm shares actually. And like just like farms in Massachusetts will like drop off like all of the stuff and then people that like pay to get like fresh vegetables and like bread and whatever will like come and pick it up. But they always give us an extra one. So then we just get these like really nice, like fresh farm vegetables and things. And from the farm share this week, there is like really beautiful like loaf of ciabatta. So I've been making these sandwiches the last couple of days. And like, I've been like, when I'm at work, I'm like writing down like ideas for like sandwiches that I'm gonna make, like sardine and like sprouts and radish. And it's like Comté cheese that I have. Like preserved lemon and stuff.
I really like making like chilies and soups. I think it's so fun to cook something for hours on end.
We have a ginger pumpkin soup recipe.
I have a ginger pumpkin soup recipe. That's my dad's.
That sounds good.
That was delicious.
We talked about making a Paper Lady like cookbook. That was like an idea that my mom had. She was like, "You guys should just like each contribute like a recipe and have it be like a little like zine like type thing where there's like a handful of recipes in it."
That would be really sick. I think that would be a fun little piece of merch.
Yeah, I think that's something we'll try to get together just as like a little thing to like hand out or like. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to get into sourdough. My sister's like recently accumulated like a sizable like following online for her sourdough creation. They're called
Loaf
Bot.
Yeah, she'll like post like a picture of a like loaf of bread that she made and then put like a Paper Lady song over it.
Yeah,
it's,
she
like,
posts
really
us
awesome.
A lot, which is cool. And she does all these like cool like she'll straight up like draw on the bread. Like she made like a Winnie the Pooh bread the other day and stuff. Yeah, she's really awesome at that. She recently sent me some starter and I fucked it up. But that is definitely a goal of mine and maybe a future creative pursuit is getting some bread making going.
Nothing like a fresh loaf of bread. That's like
it's the best smell in the world. There was actually like a like some type of like study I read once where people it was like the most favored scent in the world is fresh made bread. It like makes our brains like feel the most good.
It's the only scent that picks you up by the nose and carries you.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's always flying.
Oh, I've been drying out this like piece of a tree like on our front porch for like the last couple of weeks because there was this tree that like fell down in our yard and then our management company came and like sawed it into like pieces to make it easier to move and then the pieces were like waiting outside of our house to be like picked up by the like, garbage people and then I like called Rowan when I got home and I was like, help me carry this like piece back up to the house because I want to turn it into like a table or something. It was like so heavy.
Yeah.
But that's been, I have to wait for it to dry out and then I have to get something sharp enough to like get the bark off of it and then I have to like sand it down and whatever. But I'm going to turn that into a table. Yeah. I'm just like waiting on it to not be like wet. Right now.
A lot of pursuits going on, I guess.
Yeah, that's our stuff.
Yeah. All right. Before this interview, I asked friend of the show and friend of you guys,
Tape Deck Tommy,
if he has any questions for you. And he asked, do you have any intentions of making two drummers the standard for live shows?
Probably not.
Yeah,
but
maybe
it will be a special treat.
Yeah.
That won't be the last time that it happens. I think
yeah,
that
so
after
fun.
We did it, we were like, that was the best. So fun.
For anyone who wasn't there, we played a show, and we were the last band of the night, and every other band had two drummers.
Who else was on the lineup?
So,
was that Bricklayer and?
And Pons
and
Minko, and we were playing last. Minko doesn't usually have two drummers, but Pons and Bricklayer always do. So Bricklayer went first, and then Pons went, and then Minko went up, and they had two drummers. And we were just like, fuck, like we can't headline tonight and not have like be the only band without two drummers. So we called Brady.
Yeah.
Or Brady Dallas Jones. He's our like sixth member. When Will and Alex were away studying in Spain, Brady was filling in for Alex on drums.
And Christian Pace was filling in on bass.
For Will, yeah. And then when they came back, Brady would kind of just like be an extra like sixth member. He plays like 12 string and stuff, but like because of that time when he was like playing drums for us, he knew all the songs. And I think it was like the week before we had just played, or yeah, it was a week before we played Boston Calling and Brady was playing 12 string for that. And then just because it was like at O'Brien's, it's like, you can't always like fit six people on stage at O'Brien's or like sometimes six person band is like not the vibe at O'Brien's. So he wasn't there like to play guitar that night. And then when Minko went on and we saw that they had two drummers, I went outside with Alex and we called Brady and we were just like, you've got to get to O'Brien's now.
He had just finished playing another gig and he was like on his way to go sleep.
He was
then,
at home in bed.
Yeah, he was in bed and we were like, you got to play drums with us. And so,
yeah.
And he came
like,
and he smashed it. Honestly.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, there were songs that he knew from playing guitar that he had never played on drums.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy. Some of the new
best.
Songs.
He's just like, I was thinking of my guitar parts.
Yeah.
But he killed it.
Yeah,
yeah
he's a crazy
awesome.
Musician. He's so nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely want to do that again when it's appropriate.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, we probably won't say when we'll do it. It'll probably just be something
just
that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's a sick story, but that's also like a crazy lineup that night.
Yeah.
And
so
then
dope.
Every band's like pulling out two drummers. I know Pons and Bricklayer always have the two drummers, but those are some good bands and that's some like exciting gimmick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before the set, I like went to the sound person and I was like, just so you know, like we have two drummers as well. And he looked so defeated.
Yeah, but he was actually so chill. Like
he
handled it so well.
Yeah.
In the end. He was like rigging everything up, and I was like, "Dude, I'm so sorry." Like about this, and he's like, "I'm actually having fun." But it was a really good, fun energy in the room that night. It's like
it was
definitely one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
that we played.
It sold out.
Yeah,
it was like a Sunday night, and it sold out. It was awesome.
That's sick.
Yeah, Austin called.
All right, we're getting pretty late into the episode here. I like to ask every episode if you guys have anybody you want to shout out, anybody you'd like to thank, or anything you want to recommend or tell people to check out.
Definitely all those bands we mentioned earlier, like Clifford and Trophy Wife, Christian Pace.
Bernie Knife.
Bernie Dallas Jones.
Yeah.
A
shout out to Chicken the cat for keeping us all sane.
Shout out Chicken the cat.
Yeah.
Thank you for the interview. And
of course. Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Shout out you.
Thank you to everybody who has listened to our music.
Yes.
And made it through a whole song.
please listen if you have.
Yeah.
Thank you to the listener listening right now. Thank you for keeping up with the Bughead podcast and checking out this interview. Be sure to keep an eye out for Paper Lady's new album. Do you have a name announced yet? Do you have a name for it?
I don't know if we're saying it yet.
Nothing official. Okay. Keep an eye out for the next Paper Lady album coming out. Do we have a ballpark estimate?
No,
not yet.
Coming out eventually. But keep an eye out for that. And go listen to the back catalog. It's all good. And once again, I said it already, but thank you for listening to another episode of the Bughead Podcast. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.